The Moroccan port of Tangier is a meeting place. It's where the Strait of Gibraltar meets land, where Africa meets Europe. It's where Arabic meets Spanish meets French, where traders do business, vendors meet tourists, and alleyways meet in the Medina. It's where spies meet and where authors meet to write about spies. And for many years, it's where Brian Dorr has gone to meet friends and work on his art. Brian was a familiar voice on the ABC as one half of the Clark and Dorr political satirical duo. But for the past decade, he's also been an exhibiting artist and photographer. Brian's latest exhibition, Chimera, is about to open at Menian Art Gallery in regional Victoria. It's largely based on a five-month period Brian spent in Tangier last year. Brian Dorr, thank you so much for coming onto the Hub on Art.
Oh, well, it's an absolute pleasure. Very nice music at the beginning of your programme, by the way. I thought that should be noted in dispatches.
Brian, thank you. Now, Brian, what's special about Tangier?
It has many things, partly the history, but like any place that you end up loving, it's the people. And Tangier is a little different from the rest of Morocco in terms of its openness and its acceptance of people, because it's only 15 kilometres from Europe, Spain. And so it's used to people coming and going, you know, Spanish in particular, the French colonised the place. So they're used to that. And I grew up in Port Adelaide. And so it was a very familiar town and a feel, just the language was different. And but that's the main thing. And it's that freedom to be who you want to be. And as long as you don't, do anything stupid, they're very accepting of the way you, live.
Yeah. Can you pinpoint a little bit more what that feel of a port town is that seems to be a sort of universal feel?
Well, look, I've been to Marseille and Hamburg and Amsterdam, and whatever port town I've been to, I noticed that there is this, I don't know, when I first went to Marseille, everyone said, oh, well, just be a bit careful there. It's a whatever, and I went, no, I'll be fine. And I got off the train and went, no, this is good, this is easy, I get it. It is more edgy, there's no question about that. Tangier is a little more edgy too. The people who arrive for the first time, and most people going to Morocco off the ferry from Spain, tend to go through Tangier and go on to Fez or Marrakesh or Essaouira, wherever. But if you stay for longer than 2 or 3 days, then you start to see a depth to Tangier that's different from spending that amount of time in, say, Marrakesh. What you see is what you get in Fez, what you see is what you get in Marrakesh, but it's not what you see in Tangier until you spend 3-4 days there, and that's where I fell in love with the place.
And you obviously spent a lot longer there.
Yes. Well, it was actually this year that I spent the 5 months there and was doing the work. And then last year I spent 3 months there. And then the year before that I had my exhibition, the first exhibition in Tangier. Yeah. And that was the beginning of it all, really.
Yes. Just before we go on to your works, Brian, I was wondering, can you describe your, because it's such a beautiful description, your favourite cafe, the famous Café de Paris?
Oh, Café de Paris. Well, it's one of my favourite cafes.
Oh, okay.
This is the other thing about living in Tangier. Yeah. What you do is there's a loop that you do, and it seems that I fell into that loop. But that is one of my favourites, and it's opposite the French embassy, and it pretty much hasn't changed since it was built. And it has been over the years the absolute den of spies, pirates, crooks, politicians, everybody, and particularly leading up to World War II, it was just covered in spies and all trying to manipulate and do things. And that feeling's still there. And there are people still around that remember that period. Yeah. You know, they're getting on a bit now. But you can sit in there and you do get a sense of that, and also the literary side of Tangier, which have, well, admittedly most of it's expat, but the beat generation of the 50s and 60s was pretty much based there and a couple of other cafes, which are still the same as well. And so you can get a sense of you know, Paul Bowles or any of those. Capote was there. I mean, you know, and the stories of the people that actually did know them, those people are still there.
Yes. Brian, and let's talk about your works now. So one of the works in your exhibition, Chimera, the exhibition Chimera, one of the works is called Grand Socco One. It's a view over a public space. There's a fountain, people going about their business, bicycles, people walking, sitting around the fountain. There's tall palm trees, a row of buildings in the sunset. So what is this place?
Well, Gran Socco is the main central area of the Tangier Medina. It's the beginning where it separates pretty much the new town from the Medina. And from there, you walk up a very steep hill to the Kasbah. But that view, what you're seeing in there, was taken from my rooftop of my apartment that I stayed at for 3 months when I did first started doing the work there. And you spend a lot of time. If you walk across that square, you are in the souk, where you do all your shopping, all your vegetables, all your meat, everything. It's also, if you looked across that square, you'll see a building, a white and red building, and that's the Cinema Riff. And the Cinema Riff is the sort of central hub. It's a cinema. And it's the central hub of young people in Tangier, where they go there because they get free Wi-Fi and they hang out there and the coffee's a little bit cheaper and whatever. And I'm very proud to have one of my works hanging up there.
Yes, absolutely. Now, can you talk about the process of your work? Because this is a photograph, but it's been altered. So it looks like you're kind of looking through a screen. There's some brushwork. So how do you work to get these effects?
Okay, so look, there's no one particular method that I use. And, you know, you'd go through and say, what about that one? And I'd think, okay, that's what I did there. In the case of Gran Socco, there was a photograph to begin with. And then basically I applied a couple of programs to give me certain sort of looks. And then finally a paint program, very light paint program across. So it's a little, you're not too sure whether that's a photograph or a painting. And that's the territory I like to work in, where you've got to look and think, well, what's that? Because I'm not a photographer. You mentioned that I'm a photographer. I don't know an f-stop from a whatever. All I know is how to frame, and I make sure that I get a really, you know, a good shot. But yes, that's not the point. I certainly wouldn't put on a photographic exhibition under my name.
that's good to know, Brian.
I ring people when I need that. My son's a photographer. He's a director of photography, and I just go, what's that about? And he goes, God, you're stupid.
Oh, that's harsh. That's harsh.
Oh, yeah, he is harsh. My children are very harsh.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's keeping you real, Brian.
It does.
Yes. When you do take photographs, so you're one of those people who take a lot with this ability now to take a lot with digital pictures, or are you a little bit more circumspect?
No, that's interesting, because I've taught myself, because once I understood file management, I stopped taking a lot of photographs because it was driving me insane. Mm. No, I know. I think that was the trap. I think, excuse me, when you start, you tend to fire a lot off. But if you've got the shot, sometimes now I just go, nah. I mean, there's one in the exhibition called Tangier Port. That was the first shot and the only shot. And it's it worked for what I wanted. I got mainly the frame right. I've got, you know, because it's hard to take a bad photograph with a decent camera, you know.
Well, yes, that's true. You're a one-shot wonder, Brian.
Sometimes. And I might take it, shift the angle and whatever. But again, you know, as long as I've got what I'm got, the sort of idea that I'm looking at, the narrative that I'm going to try and work on, I can edit. And I do a lot of editing just to tighten it up or to see what it looks like. So, yeah. And this wasn't a way that I intended to do all this when I first started doing the exhibitions years ago, because it was a totally different technique. I wasn't even using Photoshop. Then I decided that what I was trying to do, I couldn't get it right just doing it with that technique. And now I know what I'm doing. I like to think I'm on the trail.
Absolutely. Now, Brian, there's a sort of circus or carnival theme through some of these images as well. Why?
Yeah, well, I grew up with circus and being very, very important in my life because there was, you know, pre-television and, you know, to go to the circus as a kid in Port Adelaide was just about as good as it got. And so I've always had a love of carnival and anything like that, and that theatrical bent. And Tangier has got a history of that as well. It's got one of the most beautiful abandoned theatres there. And it's in its heyday would have been stunning. And it's always had people involved in circus there, which I only found out by again staying there. I met a young guy who was a weaver. Oh, well, not a young guy, he's not young anymore, but he was a weaver and he spoke very good English. And I said, "Where did you learn your English?" He said, "Oh, I learnt that in London and in Spain." And I said, "What did you do there?" And he said, "I was in the circus for 30 years. He was in an Italian circus for 30 years. And I've since discovered there are people training there and then they go to Spain because it's a way for young Moroccan boys and girls to escape, you know, their... Yes. Their background.
Yes, it's not necessarily something you would think about in Tangiers.
No.
Brian, I was also wondering about your art, because you've been exhibiting now for about a decade, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
So what kind of art were you making before these particular collages?
I was using projections. I'd find images that I would interest, and then I'd project them onto a model and then photograph the model with the projection, and that would become it. I never photoshopped, I never touched it. Once I got the shot, I got it. And that was good, but it was limiting to what I could do because I had some ideas, but they just wouldn't work that way. So I sort of gave it away for about 7 or 8 years. Also, I wasn't overly fond of the whole gallery scene in Melbourne and Sydney. And I just gave it away. And it was only that I was 2 days before I was coming back from Tangier 3 years ago, and a gallery owner had seen that work and she said, "You're coming back in a year. Do you want to have an exhibition?" And I went, "Oh, yeah, why not?" So I came back to Australia and then taught myself how to do it the way that I'm doing it now. And it's just an ongoing journey, really.
Well, I'm so glad that it is an ongoing journey for you, Brian. And thank you so much for coming into the Hub.
Oh, well, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure and congratulations with your exhibition.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brian Dorr, and Brian's latest exhibition, Chimera, runs from November the 1st to the 25th at Menion Art Gallery in Gippsland in Victoria. And the official launch is next Saturday, but you can also meet Brian to speak with him about his art and travels on Sunday, November the 4th.